1 Thessalonians 5:23. It says, "And the very God of peace." Who is God? He's called numerous times the God of peace. The very God of peace. The very God of peace. The very God of peace. Sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. That's chapter 5, verse 23. You notice the very God of peace is concerned about spirit, soul, and body. It's not that he just wants to remit your sin, embrace you in the kingdom, make you a child, but he also wants to bring healing to your body, peace for your mind. He wants to take care of the tripart man, spirit, soul, and body. He said he's the God of peace, will sanctify you wholly, spirit, soul, and body. The plan of God, the plan of peace, is a plan for all parts of man. Now look at Romans chapter 15, verse 33. The first thing when we have reason to be disturbed, worried, uptight, strung out, anxious, full of care, is to know who our God is. He's the God of peace. Who is he? Romans 15:33. And the God of peace be with you all. Who is he? The God of peace. Now look at chapter 16, verse 20. And the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. Who is he? Now where is the God of peace? See, who somebody is not significant if they live across the city, across the country, or across the ocean. Where is he, this God of peace? He dwells in me. You ever lost something underneath a stack of papers? We have in our car, I call it a flip thingy. I'm a very technical person. I forget what you call those things. It's only about this wide. That's about 6-8 inches, but it's very deep. It's like a foot or more, 15 inches deep. Well, I carry a lot of stuff in my car. I don't like to run out of anything. I have my contact solution, my several kinds of gum and my mints, my CDs, my Kleenexes, what are known as the car scissors. You do not take those car scissors out of my car. Those are car scissors. And numerous other things, my deposit slips for the bank, the credit unions, so that I don't get there without my checkbook and no deposit slip. You know, I wasn't a Girl Scout but 1 year, but I captured it. Be prepared. Well, a lot of times you're looking for something that's on the bottom of the stack. It's not that's not in there. It's just been covered and inundated. A lot of times Ashley's looking for the car scissors because if we buy her anything, she can't stand tags on things. That really upsets her if it has a tag on it. And to think you would buy something and leave a tag on it, which is the thing to do now, is not cut the tag off in case you hadn't figured that out. She can't deal with that. And she said, "Memes, where's the car scissors?" Well, usually we have to take out the Kleenex, take out the CDs, move the gum. You know, because they're not used very much, they're usually on bottom. It wasn't that they weren't there. Now, the God of peace, who is he? And where is he? He's in you. Now, I can bury him, place on top of this wonderful God of peace all my worry, all my fear. The thing that worries me, that I have to battle, and I know this is strange, but I am strange, is people who live alone. I can't hardly deal with that. In my heart, I feel like everybody needs to be accountable. Everybody needs somebody that would hunt for them if they were not in the right place at the right time. A little lady told me she moved here from the north. She had a neighbor up north who did not want anybody to be friendly to her. She noticed living beside her for several years that nobody ever visited her, nobody. She was quite elderly. She'd go to the mailbox, she'd work in the flower, she had a fenced yard. This lady had tried to be friendly to her in the name of the Lord, but it was all in vain. So over a period of years, she watched her come and go. This lady had a routine, but she didn't speak to her anymore. But she noticed one morning that she had not done her usual things, and she asked her husband, "Have you seen the little lady next door?" And he said, "No." Well, she got checking her heart, checking her spirit, and it seemed like something might be wrong. And so they finally decided they'd be brave, crossed the fence, knowing they could get in big trouble if that lady didn't need anything, and found that she had fallen, been there for some time, and would have died shortly if nobody had found her. Well, she had become a recluse. Help was available to her, but she had not reached out for help. Well, it bothers me when people are alone and nobody checks on them. So if I see somebody that always comes and goes and doesn't have any close friends, I tend to worry. Isn't that strange? That's kind of an Achilles heel with me. The other day I said to Wayne, have you seen so-and-so? It's one of my people that lives alone, has nobody. I can't deal with that. He said, no, I haven't. I could tell he didn't even want to tell me that he hadn't seen him. I said, let's just drive by the house, see if the car's there. He said, what do you want to do, Becky? Stick yourself with a pin, see if you bleed? Because he knows if the car's not there, then I have to battle. Then I have to try to regain my peace. Well, it's not that peace is out there somewhere. It's in here. But I've buried it in worried and fear and concern. I've fretted.